Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
Don't just stand there. Answer it.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's probably for me.
Well, I'm glad I asked.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Just tell her I stepped out for a minute.
I'm not going to lie for you or anybody else.
But you have to. Wait a minute. Wait. Just wait right there. Look. Now, you won't be lying.
You know what you're going to turn out to be, Albert? A disbarred lawyer. Last year, pollywogs. This year, Cub Scout Nuts. Hello? If it sounds like I'm bent over, it's because I am. Robbie, he just stepped out.
Take the message, Bob.
Can I take a message? All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Who was it?
It was a girl with a voice like a chicken. Sounded like a wallaby.
Oh, yeah, Sir Wally. Bob?
Forget it, Jasper.
Chip, come on. Answer the phone, Chip. Tell her I'm not in and take a message.
I can't. I'm counting loose.
Chip, a Cub Scout is always helpful.
Yeah, and a Cub Scout's always truthful.
Mike, quick, come here. Look, answer the phone for me. I can't talk to any girl until I find out who I was going to ask me.
What?
Please, just tell him you don't know where I am and take the message.
Okay, okay.
Hello? Robbie?
No, he isn't. He was here just a minute ago.
Yeah. Okay, okay, I'll tell him. Linda Stevens. Boy, she's a real steamer.
Hey, what is all this about?
Well, there's going to be a Sadie Hawkins Day dance. You know, the girls have to ask the boys.
And all these girls asked you?
Yep. There'll be more. Of course, some others would like to ask, but, you know, they just figure it's hopeless.
Oh, well, it's nice you're so humble about it. How are you going to pick the lucky girl?
I don't know. I'm going to have to start working on that.
Say, you know, it'd sure be a shame to end up with the wrong girl.
Yeah.
You ought to try a scientific approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the one with the best shape.
Hi, you're early.
Well, I caught a couple of green lights for a change.
Good. Dinner's late. I've been teaching Chip how to tie a bowline.
Oh, he's still on the knots, huh?
Yep.
We'll have a good dinner. And mulligan stew. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Thank you. Help yourself.
Mike, come on, just once more.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, officer said you won't have to lie.
Hey, why don't one of you pick up the phone?
Now, be careful in there, or they'll enlist you in the lying department.
Hello? Just a minute, I'll call. Robbie! Robbie? Robbie! I'm sorry, he doesn't answer. Well, sure, I'll tell him. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Dad. Hi. Rob, it's just a matter of idle curiosity, but why didn't you answer?
Well, I was making it easier for Mike to lie. He has scruples.
Oh. I said he didn't answer. And he didn't answer.
Well, I suppose you might say that's the truth, technically. Did anybody bring in the evening paper?
Well, Chip had it here a while ago, Dad.
In that case, I may never find out what is going on in the world today.
Audrey Kent. Well, of all the long, thin, creepy females.
Boy, things must be pretty tough over at Robbie's high school. There are 8 girls over there with absolutely no taste. They're actually competing with each other for the right to take Joe Humble here to a dance.
Who are you taking, Rob?
Well, Madeline Bocroft is out because she uses some kind of goofy soap that makes her smell like kerosene. And Audrey Kent must be about 9 feet tall, so who needs her? That leaves 6 in contention.
That's what he calls a scientific approach.
Well, Chip must have taken that.
Here's the paper, Dad.
Hmm? Oh, thanks, Rob. Did Chip tie that up like that?
Yeah, he's bucking for Cub Scout points and knots.
Well, the Cub Scouts are a great organization.
Rob, I've been thinking. No, I guess not. It'd be criminal to waste an opportunity like this on a kid.
Listen, don't try any of that scientific approach stuff with me. I'm no guinea pig.
Dad, we've been studying this new system in psychology. In fact, I have to write a term paper on the use of indirect questioning. Of course, not that Robbie could understand it. It'd be like explaining relativity to Tramp.
Do either of you fellas have a knife?
No, Dad. I wouldn't understand what, Mike?
I don't think I do, Dad.
Well, what wouldn't I understand?
Oh, the system's a little complicated for you, but it sure works.
Well, what kind of system?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, you don't have any system.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Chip! Yeah, Dad? Oh, there's my string.
Yes, and that's quite a knot you put in there.
It's a rolling hitch.
Oh.
It's better.
Thank you.
Look, Rob, if I tell you my system, will you leave me alone?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay. We got eight girls, right? I've got eight girls. All right, you've got eight girls. First, I'd make up a list of all the character traits the ideal dated have, like sense of humor, consideration, stuff like that. Then I'd make up a questionnaire to rate the girls on each one of the traits. Highest score, best date.
You mean I'm supposed to give them a test? I can just see that. Melinda, are you considerate, and do you have a good sense of humor?
Listen, Rob, in the first place, you wouldn't give them the test. I would. In the second place, the girls wouldn't have any idea what they're being tested on. I'd use a technique called indirect questioning. That's the system.
Well, how come you're so interested all of a sudden?
Because you need a really first-class girl. And because I can use a subject for my psychology term paper.
Well, how do you know this incorrect questioning will work?
Indirect questioning.
Indirect.
Because I've seen it work. Look, Rob, you'll find out things about these girls they don't even know themselves.
Well, maybe.
Great. I'll drop the questionnaires right now. Then in the morning, I'll drop a copy off at each subject's house. Then after school, I can go pick them up. What's the matter?
All of those subjects will be waiting for me at school tomorrow.
Well, can't you dodge them for one more day? Well, boy, how am I supposed to dodge a wolf pack of roving females?
Douglas?
Not this morning. Hey, did you do that composition on about how you'd change your parents if you got the chance?
Oh, yes, I did. Did you?
Yeah, I sure did. I can't find it. If I left it at home and my mother finds it, she'll kill me.
Well, listen, if you see Robbie, tell him I'm on the prowl for him.
She's not contagious anymore, Mike. But the doctor said she shouldn't talk too much.
All right, fine. Thank you. You sure you don't mind answering a few questions for me?
Well, if it'll help you, Mike.
Good. Well, I'll probably be doing most of the talking anyway.
Mother said it was something psychological.
Yes. Well, I'm conducting a little survey on typical teenage attitudes.
Most teenagers are so superficial, don't you think?
Well, I...
You don't resent a girl who thinks for herself, do you?
You better not talk too much.
A lot of boys resent girls who think for themselves. I feel it's symptomatic of their basic insecurity, don't you?
Now, these questions may seem foolish at times, but what I'm looking for is a basic pattern.
Yes, we all are. Robbie? Huh? Oh, you're not Robbie.
No, I'm a Hank. Robbie's good looking, too, only different.
I was looking for Robbie, and I knew his locker was along here somewhere.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, listen, how come all the chicks are looking for you?
I don't know. Chemistry, I guess.
Well, how come you're trying to avoid them?
Well, it's my contribution to science.
See you later. Now, in this first group of questions, you'll have three choices. Don't think too much. I'd rather hear what comes into your mind first.
You're impulsive, aren't you? A man who isn't afraid to act.
Now, here we go. Your first question is, would you rather bake a cake, fly a plane, or read a book? You're thinking.
Oh, I can be very domestic, but I'm also adventurous, and I have my intellectual side. Have you ever wondered why women are attracted to older men? Men in their 20s? Boys my age are just boys. But then again, I think all men are boys. Don't you?
Hey, Robbie. What are you doing in the closet?
I'm waiting for my lunch.
How are you going to get lunch in here?
You're going to bring it to me from the cafeteria.
You mean you want to eat lunch in this closet?
I have to. Now, be careful when you're going out and don't let anybody see you come in there.
Well, can you at least tell me what you're running away from?
Eight girls.
Eight girls?
Yeah.
Boy, this is science giving me the old hit or miss. Elaine, you're...
Is it wrong for a girl in her teens to date a boy who's so much older?
But your mother's... Said...
And if a girl's attracted to a boy, why shouldn't she take the initiative? Or do you think there's a real basis for the old double standard? And if you do, how can you reconcile that position with all the talk about emancipated women and equality? How? How?
Hugo's going to be here long?
Until the bell rings. Have you seen Robbie?
Not for a while.
My, that cupcake looks good. We didn't have a chance to get lunch yet.
You want this?
Oh, we don't want to take your lunch away from you, Hank.
Well, it's not mine exactly. There's no way for me to get it to the person who bought it.
It's just going to go to waste.
Sadie Holkins, Besh.
Hank Ferguson. I called Robbie Douglas first, but I couldn't reach him.
I called Robbie, too.
What for?
To get Johnny Dunning's new phone number.
That's funny. Linda Stevens called Robbie to get Clark Jeffries' number. I'll bet he thinks all the girls are calling to ask him for a date. Oh, that's hysterical.
I still don't know why he couldn't have come home for dinner.
Because I haven't finished analyzing the data I compiled.
But couldn't he have waited here just as well as down at the library?
No, Dad. Bub promised Audrey Kent that he'd have Robbie call her as soon as he stepped into the house. So I couldn't let him step into the house.
So you have all the fun of the experiment and Robbie does the suffering, huh?
Oh, no. I'm using myself as a guinea pig, too.
Oh?
Well, yeah. One of the guys in my class is doing a survey for me. So I'm going out Friday night with whoever he comes up with.
Turn down the volume. Everybody's mumbling on that program.
That isn't the TV, Bub. That's us.
Oh, well, let's speak up.
Thanks a lot, Big Brain. You really clobbered me good.
Now, just take it easy. What's the matter?
He talked me into using his system.
Now, wait a minute. You talked me into it.
Well, yeah, but you talked me into talking you into it. Well, three of the girls on my list already got other dates.
Rob, if you'll wait just a minute, I'll have your answer for you.
Well, I wouldn't let you pick out a date for Tramp. I'm going to go call Elaine before I lose her.
Well, Mike, it looks like there's one scientific element you overlooked.
What's that?
The girls' mothers. The mother of any eligible girl remembers only too well what she went through when she was in school, and she's not going to let any boy keep her daughter dangling.
Well, Rob seems to be so popular, I figured the girls wouldn't mind waiting an extra day to land him. And Sarah Wally? And Marcia Lou Guggenheim? Yeah, thanks. Bye.
says her and two others on my list already got dates.
She and two others?
Yeah, my strike's 6 out of 8. Elaine wanted to go with me, but her mother met Richard Toomey's mother in the market and honked everything up. Boy, if I'd only called yesterday.
In other words, Richard's going with Elaine, huh? Who does that leave?
Boy, this is like trying to sleep in a tree full of magpies.
It's Audrey Kent and Madeline Bocroft.
Madeline Bocroft. She's the one that smells like kerosene.
Yeah.
I'll lend you some shaving lotion. You can sprinkle her.
Well, your troubles are over. I've got your answer for you.
Mike, just as a matter of academic interest, who does your scientific computer indicate?
Audrey Kent. See, according to indirect...
Audrey Kent. Well, I wouldn't take her to a rabbit roundup.
You know, you still have a chance, Rob. Look, just science a chance. Maybe Mike was right. Maybe Audrey will turn out to be real mean.
I'm going to ask her in the interest of science, all right. She's the only one left. Even Bocroft got a date.
Hi, Audrey.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
Look, Audrey, about the dance Friday night.
Oh, that's all right. I really didn't expect...
Thanks. Would 7:30 be okay? Hank has to pick up his date first.
7:30? Yes. Oh, my goodness, I'll be late. Not for the dance. I'll be right on time. 7:30.
Boy, are you sure Mike asked the right question? She looks like a tall Benjamin Franklin.
I made a reservation for 8.
You made our reservations?
Absolutely. The head waiter is an old friend of Daddy's, and he always gets us a good table.
But don't you think Philippe's is a little extreme? I mean, you're supposed to... Well, that is, I thought you were a girl with simple tastes.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea? Oh, no. Is that yours?
Yeah. The motor's in great shape.
Well, it's obvious we can't go to Philippe's in that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just have to skip Philippe's.
No. We'll just park it a few blocks away and take a taxi.
Well, here we are. 849 Alpine. Hey, Rob?
Don't keep the poor girl waiting. Actually, I detest Cherry's Jubilee. Those poor chefs work so hard, and I know how they love to make those elaborate desserts. That's the only reason I ordered it.
Oh, well, that was very thoughtful of you.
Well, I guess it's time to say goodnight.
Yes.
Oh, don't bother taking me to the door.
Oh, it's no bother.
No, please. It would just lead to silly romantic ideas. You'd want to kiss me goodnight and
Well, let's face it, that would just be embarrassing for us both. So let's just shake hands here. It's been a delightful evening. We'll have to do it again soon.
Sure we will. Poor Robbie. What have I done to us?
Oh, I was so embarrassed. I thought I was still twisting with you.
Oh, I had to sit down because I was getting a cramp.
Oh. Oh, Robbie, I had a wonderful time.
Me too.
Thank you.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.